From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Four Utah ski resorts are backing out of proposed land swaps that would have set aside some of their mountainside terrain for conservation in exchange for public land near their bases. The resorts made the decision after determining that steep slopes land is worth much less than that of acreage at the base. The proposed land exchanges would give resorts more land for development to accommodate visitors while conserving other parcels. Executives with Solitude, Brighton, Snowbird, and Alta Resorts informed a planning commission of their decision in a letter last month. Utahns without children could see a tax increase under a tax reform plan the legislature is considering. GOP lawmakers want to pass a sweeping tax package by the end of the year. It includes an income tax cut and new sales taxes on groceries and services. Representative Robert Spenlove is a Republican member of the task force studying the issue.
You know, the goal is to have the highest number of people seeing a net tax reduction as possible.
Families would get a tax exemption of $2,500 per child, but that means most individuals and small families might not get a tax cut, and some may even see their taxes go up. Spenlove says to make up for it, lawmakers may allow one exemption for childless couples and empty nesters. The number of Utah residents enrolling in insurance plans using the Federal Health Exchange has surpassed the number who used the system last year. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says 62,090 Utah residents purchased insurance using the exchange as of November 23rd. The agency's data shows slightly more than 56,000 people had enrolled by the same time last year. The health exchange's open enrollment period began November 1st and is scheduled to run through December 15th. Hoofed animals follow spring green as they migrate, but bison in Yellowstone National Park are encouraging their own food supply as they move. That's according to a new study from biologists in Yellowstone. The act of chomping down the grass encourages it to keep growing, and the nutrients from the bison's waste encourages additional growth of grass that is just as good for them. Chris Jeremiah is a bison biologist at Yellowstone and says this could change how we think about animal migration.
We show that bison not only move to find food, but how they move creates good food for them.
Jeremiah says this study also highlights the sheer amount of land that bison need, which can affect how they're managed in the future. The Trump administration is continuing to deploy park rangers at the U.S.-Mexico border to help with enforcement. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports that this region is feeling the effects, but it is unclear just how much.
Park rangers first began heading to the border in 2018, part of a pilot surge operation run by then-Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke. Zinke called the operation a success and touted more than a dozen arrests by the park officials in the first days. But Christina Hazard says the policy takes away valuable resources from already thinly staffed parks. She's with the National Parks Conservation Association, a nonpartisan parks advocacy group.
Law enforcement rangers have very specific skills, and it's not easy for another ranger to just fill in. And it might not be possible in some cases for other rangers to backfill a law enforcement position.
The Department of Interior has not shared any details publicly on the number of personnel being sent to the border or from where, citing operational security concerns. A Freedom of Information Act request from High Country News earlier this year resulted in a heavily redacted document from Interior. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
KUER previously reported that Zion National Park is among those sending rangers to the border, one at a time. I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.